the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Section 2B is the one that everyone has talked about. That has to do with police officers. If they stop someone on another legality, and what happens then is that they decide that there is some kind of reasonable suspicion after the person's already been stopped that they are here illegally, they do have to determine whether or not that person is here legally. That's been the most controversial. It was the one we thought that had the best chance of being upheld, and it looks like here in this opinion from Justice Kennedy, what he says is it was improper to enjoin Section 2B, the lower courts that stopped, put an injunction on this so that police couldn't carry this out. It was improper to do that before the state court had an opportunity to construe it, and without some showing that enforcement of the provision, in fact, conflicts with federal immigration law and its objectives.
That's Fox News Supreme Court reporter Shannon Bream breaking down part of the court's decision on Arizona's controversial immigration law. Immigration reform is where we get started in this hour of today's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Here are hosts Kerry Dozier and Chuck Powell talking to Arizona Congressman Jeff Flake about how Governor Brewer can claim the Supreme Court ruling was a victory when so much of the law was struck down.
Victory today for Arizona or no?
Kerry and Chuck, I'd say it's very much a mixed bag. I don't think you can claim victory, but certainly it was a good thing that at least a portion was ruled constitutional.
Was it the right portion then, in your estimation, that was the most important factor to all of this?
Yeah, it was certainly the most important. In fact, that outweighed the other three. But it wasn't a clear victory there. Still it's open to lawsuits and litigation afterwards.
Yeah, and curiously, because I viewed it as, okay, they went ahead and they passed this provision, and yet, to me, it still seems that the local law enforcement official has his hands tied by federal law. I'm not sure where there's a discernible win. Could you possibly explain that to me?
Well, it depends on who you talk to at local law enforcement. Some are believing that this gives them extra tools that they need, and that that's great if it does. But the larger problem is that, what do we do when we get, when we apprehend somebody that we know is illegally here? Right now, there's such a backlog in our federal courts that, that's the bigger problem and bigger issue. Because if you're caught and you've committed no other crime than crossing the border illegally, you're typically released on your own recognizance and given a court date, months ahead, and then that's always extended for a couple of years. And so there are big, big problems to solve here, and I'm afraid we just kick the can down the road again.
Yeah.
Talking with Congressman Jeff Flake about the Supreme Court's ruling on Senate Bill 1070 today, you said it in answering your last question, you said when you talk to people in local law enforcement, well, as a congressman and as somebody running for Senate, you must talk to local law enforcement all the time. What do they tell you they want? To me, this is not enough guidance for them. Do they say they want more, and if so, what?
Well, they do, and there was something else. Fox News right now is reporting that the Obama administration is suspending the 287G program in Arizona. That's a program that allows local law enforcement to partner with the federal government to, bring ICE agents directly to, scene of a crime or whatever else. And if that is suspended, then that's a big deal for Arizona. I know that's been in question, particularly given some of the issues here in Maricopa County. But if they are truly suspending that for all of Arizona, then local law enforcement will see a big, I think, diminishment of that they have to deal with this problem. But I think what we've got to focus on again is, the reason we have these problems is we have such a porous border, and we cannot get the Obama administration to focus on the border. And in fact, they seem to be going the other direction. Just a couple of weeks ago, the Obama administration moved away from the definition that we've had of operational control. And when they're doing that, it's just, completely the wrong direction.
Up next, more on the court's ruling on Arizona's immigration law. That's here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx? I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. WebEx.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a showing the public currency us to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
With a consumer health update from NSF International, I'm Bill Crawford. The recently released Consumer Confidence Report on Drinking Water Safety and Quality provides information on your water supply. Rick Andrew with NSF International explains.
Consumer confidence reports are issued annually before July 1st and provide detailed information on the source, quality, and treatment of your drinking water. They are distributed through local water utilities and can help you make informed decisions about your water quality needs.
NSF is a global public health and safety organization that develops nationally recognized standards for drinking water related products and certifies products to those standards. Andrew adds,
although we don't make product recommendations, we have a free list of tested and certified products online. NSF has a professional who can answer your questions on water quality and water filters if you choose to treat your water.
For tips on improving the quality of your tap water, visit NSF.org or call 888-99-SAFER.
4th of July travel is just around the corner. So right now at Sears Auto Center, save $35 on our Road Trip Ready package that includes an alignment, conventional oil change, tire rotation, and air filter. Also, buy three Bridgestone WeatherForce Plus tires and get one free. Stop by Sears Auto Center or visit SearsAuto.com for more offers and coupons. This is the way to roll into summer. This is Sears Auto Center. Most vehicles package regularly $137.97. Free tire of equal or lesser value, M628. Shop fees and exclusions apply. See store for details.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting GEICO.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store. Except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Talk Radio in Review. I'm Doug Steffen. Immigration reform and the Arizona law. Here's host Wayne Cabot with CBS legal analyst Andrew Cohen about what the Supreme Court actually took out of Arizona's immigration law.
What did the justices say here?
Well, the court, 5-3, Justice Kagan didn't hear the case. 5-3 declared that 3 of the 4 provisions of Arizona's law were unconstitutional. They were preempted by congressional immigration law and policy that has come down over the past couple of generations. The 4th provision was allowed to go into effect, but Justice Kennedy, who wrote the majority decision, said that it would be subject to further review, state court review, and federal court review. So it is a victory for the Obama administration. They got almost everything they hoped for from the court. There were 3 very strong dissents. Justice Scalia basically said, if Arizona can't protect itself from illegal immigrants in this fashion, it shouldn't be able to call itself a sovereign state. So clear battle lines, but a victory today for the feds.
So you mentioned Justice Scalia, also Justice Thomas. No surprise there, I guess, wanted to keep all these provisions intact.
Right, and Justice Alito was the 3rd dissenter. Chief Justice Roberts was in the majority here. He did not write any sort of an opinion. He was on board with Justice Kennedy's analysis. And don't forget, Justice Kennedy is the only current member of the U.S. Supreme Court from California who has a sense of some of these southwestern issues that Arizona and other states out there were facing. So a big decision today. I don't know what it sort of foreshadows for Thursday's ruling on the health care case. We'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, that is the next big political issue coming up in a few days. The president on this issue says he's worried about what the high court left intact in Arizona. He said that no American should ever live under a cloud of suspicion just because of what they look like. Is there still a civil rights issue here in Arizona?
Absolutely there is. Remember, this fight was about whether the law as written was constitutional, whether it could be allowed to go in, with the federal immigration policy to the extent it's conflicted with that. Now what we're going to see, almost at Justice Kennedy's invitation in this ruling, is the law that Section 2, which allows people to be asked about their immigration status if they're otherwise stopped for some other reason, that's going to start to be enforced. And as soon as it's enforced, people who are, caught up in it are going to begin to challenge it in state court. They're going to begin to challenge it in federal court. Clearly, we have not seen the last of that provision. It likely could come back to the Supreme Court even in a couple of years.
We should point out that as far as Mitt Romney is concerned, he says states have a duty and a right to secure their borders. He did not address the merits of the Supreme Court decision today.
Host Tony Katz talking University of Tennessee law professor Glenn Reynolds now here on the Countdown about the constitutional questions the Supreme Court had to consider with Arizona's immigration law.
Let's start with certain basics. Give me the breakdown of the constitutional conversation regarding this decision. Four separate decisions.
It's actually fairly simple. Basically, the Arizona law did four things, and the court struck down three of them, but the one that they left was the most important part. The things they struck down were a part that made it a crime under Arizona law for immigrants to fail to register under a federal law, making a crime for illegal immigrants to try to find work, and allowing police to arrest people without a warrant if they had probable cause to believe that they were deportable under federal law. So the court struck down the parts of the Arizona law that essentially put Arizona in the business of enforcing the federal law itself. What they left was, and even the New York Times called this the centerpiece of the act, the provision that said state law enforcement officers have to determine the immigration status of anybody that they stop or arrest if there's reason to believe they might be an illegal immigrant.
But if they can't move forward with any kind of prosecution, and we've seen now that the federal government isn't interested in these kinds of prosecutions, exactly what is the good of this centerpiece, and of course describing it as the New York Times did, what good is the centerpiece if there is no part two, which is the enforcement of the centerpiece?
Well, if they find that they are illegal aliens, what they can do is detain them and turn them over to the federal government for action. Now, it may be that the federal government will just let them go. But that's not as trivial as it sounds, because every time the federal government is handed an illegal immigrant and lets them go, you've got something that makes a pretty good campaign issue, a pretty good political issue, that the federal government isn't enforcing the law. And really, this is about what is, I think, a huge problem in American law in general, which is the discretion to enforce the law. Everybody thinks that prosecutors and officials ought to have discretion not to enforce the law, where it would be a big injustice to do so. And, you know, you see these things like when they go up to some kids' lemonade stand and try to get them to file tax papers and things
right, like
that.
I love lemonade.
So you want them to exercise discretion there, not that they always do. At the same time, at some point, when you exercise discretion on a broad scale, like Obama's doing on immigration, it starts to look more like lawmaking. The president has a duty to take care that the laws be faithfully executed. That's in the Constitution. Failure to do it is an impeachable offense. When the president says, and this is something that I believe Justice Scalia pointed out in the opinion today, when the president says there's a whole class of law we've decided not to enforce, not on a case-by-case basis because of, you know, particularly compelling circumstances or anything like that, but just because we think it's a bad law, a bad idea, we don't want to enforce it. Then the president is starting to engage not in enforcing the law, but in a kind of lawmaking.
But we've seen that with DOMA. We've seen that most recently with his Dream Act Lite. This is what the president does.
Right. But now here's what I'm going to tell you if I'm a Supreme Court justice. Well, depending on which Supreme Court justice I am, I guess. This is Congress's problem, that this is a political question, that if the president is not living up to his duty to faithfully execute the law, the remedy is to either impeach the president or to elect a different president and punish him at the polls. But those are the remedies for the president failing to do his job, not for states to pass legislation that, in essence, takes away the president's discretion on this sort of thing. Presidents get a lot of discretion. If they don't use it, they get booted out of office.
Up next, we move along to the Supreme Court ruling we're still waiting for, and it's up next here on the Talk Radio Review.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMics.com.
Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear, like bug and metal detectors, and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds, StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The hot stuff in talk radio and talk television, the talk media, that's what we are talking about. And that certainly includes the apprehension on Obamacare and the ruling from the Supreme Court. Here's host Charlie Butcher with Indiana Attorney General Greg Zoller about three possible outcomes we should see this week when the Supreme Court will issue their ruling on the Affordable Health Care Act.
On Obamacare, I guess you could say we're looking for one of three different scenarios: that they do nothing, that they strike down the whole health care reform, or we end up having only the mandate struck down. Can you go through all three of those and tell us what it would mean?
Well, you know, I've always said that it was almost an obligation to raise this because it does, it's a novel idea that the federal government can require this. If it were to be struck down completely because they did not include a severability clause, all the years I worked for Senator Quayle, we were taught you had to have a severability clause or you could lose the entire thing if a portion of it was struck down. So in that case, we would go back to square one. There have been a lot of things developed, and I think a lot of people have been told that the sky would fall. And frankly, the relationship individuals have with their insurance carrier is a contract, so your children are still covered until they're 26 because you now have a contract that says so. There's not a requirement that people go back to the way things were. All of the things that have been provided in this legislation that have been have moved forward, they don't have to go back the way they are, they were. So I think the idea that there's this traumatic impact on people is not true. If they just strike portions of it, again, it's hard to predict which portions, but assuming the individual mandate, all of those other provisions that I'm suggesting could continue under a contract basis would still be required to go forward. So you'd have a statutory requirement that insurance policies include such things as your children can be added to the policy until 26. So that would be the second. If they uphold Congress's authority to require people to engage in commerce so that they can be regulated, I'm not really sure what that would mean.
Ann Coulter here talking to host Barry Young about what she expects to come out of the ruling from the Supreme Court.
I think it all comes down to whether Justice Kennedy cares more about federalism. He has generally been on the right side of federalism issues. It's one of the things you can almost always count on Kennedy for. In Lopez and a Supreme Court victory won by my law firm, the Violence Against Women Act, being overturned as beyond Congress's authority. Kennedy was on the right side. And then again, pushing the side of the other scale is he's getting old. He's not an extremely wealthy man. He may not want health care to be ruined in this country, at least for the next 15, 20 years. But I'm pessimistic, and one thing I'm worried about with Obamacare is that they end up doing nothing more than striking down the individual mandate, leaving the other thousands of regulations all to be determined by gender feminist Sebelius, the HHS secretary position I want in the Romney administration, who has the authority to issue mandates for every insurance company in the country, whether or not there's an individual mandate. The one good thing about the court going no further than only striking down the individual mandate is that it would really impress upon right-wingers who refuse to understand or perhaps are incapable of it that there is a difference in Obamacare
yes.
and what Romney did.
Yes.
The individual mandate is always just our legal arguments. That is not the problem with Obamacare. The problem with Obamacare is the thousands of pages of government control and government bureaucracies and government instructing individuals and insurance companies on what they must insure.
Now, listen, let me ask you, I'm getting into a technical question about the law. A lot of people may not know what a severability clause is, but just to give everybody just
usually
a 10 cent.
It means you can't strike down.
Right.
I mean, Congress can say whatever it wants. The Supreme Court doesn't have to follow those.
Coming up next, we shift the focus to the presidential race here on the Hot Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico. Now mobile. The new Geico app today.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now?
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me?
What? Why would
you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
What do you got for me, Doc?
The victim is male, mid-30s. Cause of death, sudden shock.
Yeah, well, he was last seen browsing thousands of TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
Explains the traces of disbelief in the brain, but this astonishment residue.
He was watching them all instantly.
Instantly? That's incredible.
Doctor? Doctor!
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Radio Countdown Show continues.
In the second half hour of this hour of the Talk Radio Review, I'm Doug Steffen. Here's talk host Marjorie Egan talking to Romney campaign advisor Kerry Healy about Romney's reluctance to say what he would do with the president's changes to immigration policy if he wins in November.
We have yet to get a straight answer from Mitt Romney about what he would do if elected. I mean, he talks about, comprehensive immigration reform and all that, but he's not said, yes, I'm going to keep this executive order that would keep these kids here, or no. Are we ever going to get a straight answer on this, do you think?
Well, first of all, what Obama did was not any kind of comprehensive reform, and it didn't even address the issue of these kids that are referred to as dream kids or dreamers. All it did was kick the can down the road for 2 years. It gave them sort of indeterminate status. You can stay, but you're not actually a citizen. You don't have a path to citizenship. All it is was political gesture that was meant to draw attention to this issue briefly in a favorable way for President Obama. But you know what? Governor Romney has always had a comprehensive plan out there. And last week at Naleo and in his speech, he laid that out. And I wish the press had given that more coverage. He talked about the importance of legal immigration to our economy, how we need to retain the smart young people who come here to study graduate degrees and the sciences, how they need to literally be handed a green card the second that they graduate to keep those talents here and keep our businesses infused with that energy. And also he talked about the need for reforming agricultural visas so that we can have those businesses work functionally and efficiently on time. There's huge delays in those as well. And I think that you know that the H-2B visas that are so important to the economy here in Massachusetts because of our tourist industry, those are in short supply. Those aren't being handled well. And he went back to the fundamentals that you've always heard Governor Romney talk about, the need to secure the border. Any kind of immigration reform that you put into place is meaningless without a secure border. And he talked about employment verification, and he talked about verification for people when they exit as well, because many people who come here illegally literally just come here on a visa, but then overstay that visa and you can't find them.
But two quick things on the immigration thing. What Obama said is virtually the same proposal that Marco Rubio, who many people think is a possibility for Vice President Mitt Romney, is the same proposal Marco Rubio put forward, and lots of people thought that was a great idea. That's number one. And number two, it's great to talk about the long-term immigration reform, but that has to get through Congress. That's going to be a big fight and a debate. You know, if Mitt Romney's elected, a year from now, we could have these kids, you know, they deserve to know whether they're going to get to stay or not stay, whether they're going to be deported or not deported under President Mitt Romney, and he hasn't answered that.
Well, what we do agree on here, Marjorie, is that all of the folks involved in the immigration system deserve certainty. And the only way they're going to get that is through comprehensive reform. And Governor Romney is very interested in the reforms that that Senator Rubio was putting together. And unfortunately, those got sidetracked because of this very temporary measure that President Obama put into place for, I believe, very political reasons.
Talk host Mitch Henk here with the buzz about Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan being on the short list of potential running mates for Mitt Romney.
Paul Ryan, the congressman from Janesville, getting all kinds of attention over the weekend. You're hearing the reactions this morning on the news. He was on Face the Nation with Bob Schieffer yesterday, and he kept, Chris, what are you going to say? They asked him, would you consider running for vice president? Because the Romney campaign has said that, yes, he is amongst the candidates or the names they are vetting. Now, Paul Ryan is a powerful chairman of the House Budget Committee. He's got enormous power in the Congress. He's been the quarterback for the Republicans on the budget issues, which has caused all kinds of opposition to his Medicare overhaul proposals and so forth. But nonetheless, an up-and-coming star. And the question I have for you is, who should Romney pick? Now, if the idea is to pick somebody that's smart and can consult you on the budget and the numbers, there are a lot of people who can do that. It's hard to run for a national office when you're in the House and all that minutia of civics history. Or do you pick somebody that can help you win a state that you really need to win? Now, Wisconsin's an important state. There's no question about that. I'm not sure that's going to necessarily make the difference. It probably would help Romney, I guess, at least on the margins. But if you're going to pick somebody from Ohio, Rob Portman of Ohio, you need Ohio. If you're going to pick somebody in Florida, do you pick Marco Rubio because he's Cuban-American and he's from Florida? I mean, do you pick somebody who's going to help you win a specific state? Or do you simply pick somebody who is a big name who could be president the day that they take office, should that have to happen? Now, one of the game-changer names that has been discussed is Condoleezza Rice, the National Security Advisor and then Secretary of State under George W. Bush. You talk about politics of demographics, African-American woman, which would counter the African-American president and the ticket with a white guy, Vice President Joe Biden. White guy, I mean, Mitt Romney may be the ultimate white guy, and I don't mean this in any mean way, but he makes Joe Biden seem hip.
Up next, let's look at the aftermath of the Jerry Sandusky trial, and we'll talk about it here as the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
What's your gym membership costing you? Do you even use it anymore? If you're looking to save some money and still stay in great shape, then here's a great offer from Total Gym. I have one. I use it every day. It's easy to set up. There's no weights to move around. I work out in 15 minutes a day, and I stay in great shape. And the best part is I don't have to leave my home to get a full intensive workout. So my friends at Total Gym want to make it real easy for you to get started. Pick up your cell phone right now, and you can try Total Gym risk-free for 30 days for just $49.95, and shipping is free. Save yourself some money while you stay in great shape. Ditch your gym membership. Order a Total Gym risk-free. You don't like it? Return it in 30 days. Call 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140.
If there were a Hall of Fame for big, it would include the Big Bang, big waves, Bigfoot, and of course, the big 4th of July appliance event at Sears. Starting Friday, Sears is the one place to save big on all 10 of the top 10 brands. Get up to 30% off all Kenmore appliances and up to 15% off all other brands. This is big. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Kenmore savings range from 5 to 30%. Other brands from 5 to 15%. Offer valid 6/29 through 7/7.
Everybody, Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Right now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yourgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today on our 8-year fixed Yourgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. It's really this simple. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.875%. APR 3.5%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Hot hits in talk radio. We have a focus here on the Jerry Sandusky trial. Here are our hosts Bruce Wolf and Dan Proft talking to Sandusky attorney Joe Amendola about why he didn't allow Jerry Sandusky to testify.
You are reported to have said, our whole case was predicated on Jerry testifying. He had always wanted to. And you go on to say if you had called him, the prosecution would have almost certainly called Matt Sandusky to as a rebuttal witness. But you said Jerry still wanted to testify. So yes. why didn't he testify? And if your case was predicated on him testifying, that really wasn't a time issue. That was a choice.
Well, the case was always predicated with Jerry's testimony, and the case was built around that. As you know, as I think most people now know, that the Matt Sandusky issue developed right at the end of the Commonwealth case and was a complete surprise to us. We had listed Matt as our witness, and we had always intended for that, and Matt would testify on behalf of his father. So when Matt really flipped, because the first day of the trial, he was sitting with his family, with his brothers and sister and mother, and according to the family, according to his siblings, when one of the accusers testified, he actually scoffed at the accuser, saying, that kid's lying, it's not true, and I know better, something to that effect.
Yeah, but why didn't you say that Jerry still wanted to testify, so why didn't he?
Yes, he did. As a matter of fact, the decision not to testify came at the very last minute on Wednesday morning. And it only came about because of Matt Sandusky's being called as a rebuttal witness. And he would have been called. There's no question. There's no way we could have had Jerry testify on Wednesday and prevented the Commonwealth from calling that. And we decided, the lawyers decided, that would be catastrophic. There's no way in the world that Jerry would have any shot at an acquittal if that took the stand.
Why wouldn't he have a shot at an acquittal? He's going to tell the truth on the stand as he knows it, and then you're going to attack Matt Sandusky, and you're going to say, Matt Sandusky, you were on our side up until yesterday. We have all these prior inconsistent actions and statements that you made, and you could attack his credibility. How does that matter? Why does it matter? Jerry Sandusky was going to get up there and tell the truth as he knew it, and why can't he do it? It's a red herring, you talking about Matt Sandusky.
Well, I mean, everybody has their take on a case, and we felt it would be catastrophic. And we felt that the jury could not possibly return a verdict of not guilty if not took the stand, regardless of the answers that the family had as to Matt's testimony. I mean, that's a difference of opinion, fellas. We can argue that all day.
Sure, sure. But
that was the analysis. Well, it's an appeal issue. We raised an objection. We have it as an appeal issue that essentially our defense was undercut. It's all a matter of record. And we can argue about it, but the fact is,
okay. Well,
it shook out the way it shook out.
Talk host Bob Durgin now with defense attorney Carl Rominger, who is the co-counsel, actually, on the Sandusky case, about why Mr. Sandusky is currently put in solitary confinement.
You visited with Sandusky this morning?
I met with him right around lunchtime.
What'd you talk about?
Just wanted to check on him, let him know we're still working on things. he hasn't been evaluated yet, so he's stuck in solitary confinement, unable to have any visitors besides lawyers. So I'm glad I was able to see him until he's been evaluated, because they put him in this confinement as a precaution. I think the judge assumed they would evaluate him right away, or a psychologist out to see him. So he's kind of languishing at this point, hoping he can get out of solitary and back into regular confinement.
Has he expressed any concern about probably spending the rest of his life in prison?
Yeah, we talked about that previously. We talked about that today. He's well aware that the consequences of a sentence in this case are going to effectively be a life sentence for a man of his age.
Does he know he's going to have to prepare for that somehow?
You know, I mean, how do you prepare for it? And even if you don't have sympathy for him, a lot of people don't. It's still, you know, how do you mentally prepare yourself for never being able to walk out a free man again? I don't know. Now, obviously, he wins one of his appeals, that could change. But for the moment, I think he's got to assume that he's got to spend at least a few years in jail pending appeal. And likely, given the fact that, you know, only about four out of five appeals are unsuccessful on their face, the likelihood of walking out of there is very low.
Now, they're going to have to make some special provisions for him in prison. I mean, pedophiles aren't very popular in prison, so he could be a target for, you know, with other prison inmates. So how are they going to house him?
Well, Center County Prison is very modern and very clean, and all the people there are very nice, by the way. I don't mean the prisoners, I mean the guards, etc. And they will accommodate him on a wing that has a small number of people on it, and there's issues, they'll protect him. When he goes to the state prison, he'll be put into a classification unit and then put into a sex offenders unit. So he will not be in a general population setting where there's, you know, anybody and everybody there. He'll be warehoused with people with similar offenses.
Another radio man, this time Scott Sloan with attorney Mike Allen, about the massive sentence Sandusky is likely to get after being convicted on 45 of 48 counts.
Closer to the 400 years or the 60 years?
Yeah, it really doesn't matter. It's a life sentence for him. Yeah. My guess is, as a message, that judge is going to whack him pretty hard, and it'll be in the triple digits, whatever it is, I think.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if he gets 60. He's a dead man anyway. I mean, let's face it. He's in his, what, 68?
68, yeah. So, I mean,
so he'll be dead in, what, less than 5 years?
Yeah, he will never leave that prison, I don't think.
Yeah, I would hope not. Anyway, if he does, he's going to be carried out in a bag.
Right.
The judge determines if he is needs to determine if he's a violent sexual predator. But yeah, I mean, at this point, like you said, it really doesn't matter. How do they determine what's a violent sexual predator? I would have to say raping kids in a shower—that's violent.
Every state has their own interpretation. It all stems from the federal Adam Walsh Act, and I'm not real sure what that state's requirements are, but my guess is he will be deemed the highest level of sexual predator in that state. But it is somewhat academic. I mean, the purpose of that is to protect the public, and he's not going anywhere out in the public, but they're required by law to make that designation, and I'm sure the judge will.
Is he going to general population once he is processed after 90 days and put into the Pennsylvania state prison system, the other Penn State?
Yeah, he's going to have a tough time in prison, without a doubt, based upon the crimes that he committed and the prison kind of attitude about those offenders. He is going to have a tough time. However, it's incumbent upon the prison system to protect him, but they can't protect him all the time. Mm. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he has some issues in prison.
Yeah, with someone like that, do they put him in protective custody pretty much for his entire sentence, you know?
My guess is that they will, at least at the beginning, and see how he assimilates into the prison population. You know, police officers, when they go to prison, in the rare event that they do, they're always in protective custody as well. It is incumbent upon that system to protect him, but they can only do what they do. And, you know, the general population of inmates do not like particular type of offender, and he's going to have a tough way to go in prison.
He's obviously on suicide watch. How do they decide when they place someone on suicide watch? What does that mean, and how do you get to that point?
It's usually from information given by the family. So maybe he said some things that would indicate that he's thinking about suicide, possibly from the defense team, or it can be an independent judgment made by the jail staff.
Up next, we move to Eric Holder and the scandal at the Attorney General's, next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So, people call it the Fast and Furious scandal. That's not what I prefer. I just think it's a mess. Here's host Mitch Albom with David Mark from Politico.com. The breakdown now of what's going on with Eric Holder, President Obama, and the contempt of Congress's vote.
Outside of this being a showdown between President Obama and Congress, not much people really what it's about. Please explain it in simple terms.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty serious issue. This had to do with an operation to track guns that had gone down to Mexico, fallen in the hands of criminals. Unfortunately, a border agent was killed a couple years ago, and now there's this big dispute on Capitol Hill about whether the Justice Department, led by Attorney General Eric Holder, has been forthcoming about information on the scandal. And this has been going on for years, and it reached a tipping point today when the House voted to hold the Attorney General in contempt of Congress. It's pretty striking when that happened.
Now, how much of this has tentacles back to President Obama?
Well, the president is exerting executive privilege, so the Justice Department is doing this at the behest of the president. So it's not like President Obama is removed from this whole thing. He's intimately involved in it. And there's a long history of this. Presidents of both parties have exerted executive privilege, some more successfully than others. But there's nothing really new or original about it. This whole thing is actually pretty routine. One president fighting with the other branch.
Yes, and the claims of executive privilege, obviously, that went on between President Bush and Democrats over the extent of presidential power when everything was going on with the terrorism stuff, although in an election year it's always a little bit more sensitive. I couldn't remember President Obama exerting executive privilege, and I looked this up, and apparently this is the first time he has. President Bush did it 6 times, President Clinton 14 times. What is it that they suspect, David, or those who are suspicious, that President Obama might be wanting to protect and therefore invoking this?
That's a great question. And that's what we really don't know, essentially, what the Attorney General might or might not be hiding. And that's the argument being put forward by congressional Republicans. House Speaker John Boehner essentially said that today, that by invoking executive privilege, they're admitting guilt. And I'm not sure that flies legally, but I think a lot of people in the public will see it that way. And whenever you have administration refusing to turn over information, it makes them look like they're hiding something, whether that's accurate or not. So I think the onus is on the Obama team right now, because they're the ones who look like they're not being fully forthcoming.
Here's Congressman Robert Dole talking to host John Howell about the upcoming vote in the House on Attorney General Eric Holder.
That's going to happen this week. I don't know whether it's going to be Wednesday or Thursday. And obviously, as we have a number of other things that we're looking at trying to get resolved, whether that be trying to make sure that the student loan rates don't double, whether that's trying to find out the long-term surface transportation bill, that will also juggle around whether we're going to have that vote, and certainly what the Justice Department does may also have an impact on that. If they release the documents, then obviously then there's no need for it. But my hope is just that they will release the documents and that this vote was something that we will not have to move forward on.
I heard Daryl Issa over the weekend say that he has many Democrats on board to vote with Republicans. Have you heard the same?
I have. I have heard the same. And frankly, I would encourage the Justice Department to release the documents. This is a discovery phase. This is something that the Congress, in terms of an oversight capability, has this role and, in fact, obligation to do. And we want to make sure that we're getting down to, you know, what was going on. And it's absolutely within our right. And we have subpoenaed legally these documents. And I believe that they should release the documents and at least allow the both Republicans to take a look at it.
ISA keeps using the term lie, the word lie, in as much as the famous email that happened back in February of 11. It was a blatant lie. Do you also agree with ISA that's a lie, or do you think it was an oversight or a mistake?
Well, frankly, I don't know. And that's why I think we want to make sure that we have those documents. And as you know, I was an investigative counsel on the Government Reform and Oversight Committee years ago when we did the campaign finance investigation. And we were subpoenaing documents from Republicans alike, but one of the things that I do know is that we need the documents, and you want to make sure that we are able to get that document. This is the discovery phase, and to have the Justice Department, you know, basically drag their feet and not be able to produce those documents does not sit well with the American public, and certainly doesn't sit well with the Congress. I was surprised that the president pulled an executive privilege on some of these documents, especially since the president said he knew nothing about it. So that, to me, is a little troubling, but again, I am not on the Government Reform and Oversight Committee today and have not been the one that has been going through the documents that have been released. But I am surprised to see the executive privilege was raised.
So you'd like to find out more about all the items on the countdown, I'll bet. You can visit the source at DougStephan.com.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest a healthy start pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.